Were the pigs more valuable than the man? That's my question. I ask you, did the witnesses go to tell others the fact that the demons had been removed from the man or the pigs? Their commerce, though how they made money, had been killed. So what's more valuable, the pigs or the man? Was it the pigs' fault? But yet the demons were transferred from this man that was a total mess in his life and was thrown into pigs. Do we treat materialistic things? And I know pigs are not materialistic things, but they are slaughtered for us for bacon, right? Do we treat those treasures more valuable than we treat the salvation of a soul? How many of us can be claimed have demons worked on us in years past? Huh? How many alcoholics are they out there that's demon possessed and they can't get away from that bottle until finally something comes in their life and they eliminate that bottle? What's more important, the bottle or the man? What's more important, going to the casino and spending all your wealth in a one-armed bandit, or restoration through Jesus Christ? Why are these pigs? Why have we lost this livelihood? But yet they left filled with a little bit bigger, better understanding. A man was made whole. We are often confused with fear. Fear disables us. So when we feel anxious, we feel fearful, all we have to do is look to the Lord for guidance and become faithful. We're made righteous through our faith. Faith is an action word. Jesus took action on the man. He eliminated the demons. Now it was the man's turn to share his newfound faith with a fearful world. So too are we. Our job is to share the good news, to go on faith and not on fear, to add value to the man or woman, not the thing that possesses them. Let us pray.